you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
Hi, Teresa. 92618.
Thank you. And I'm one of the supervisors over the floor in the fraud department. Let me try to pull up an order so I can assist you. Can I have your first and last name, please?
It's on my wife's card. It's Kathy Lee. She's here.
Okay. Thank you for that. Give me one moment, sir. And what is the shipping address for security purposes, please?
76 Electric, Irvine, California, 92618.
Thank you. So I look at the account. I see a notice created on April 19 for the Smart Fitness launch, and two of them. And you're saying that she does not recall placing that order. Am I correct? Neither of y'all?
No. Neither. And on May 5th, you guys charged $64.87 and $69.87. Two more charges on May 5th.
Yes. Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to file this as fraud, sir, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation, and that false claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kay. We don't need those watches. Can we send it back to you?
Well, we have a no return policy, but give me one moment. Let me finish my claim, okay?
Okay. Hmm? No return policy.
Okay, so I have completed the claim. On my side, what I'll be doing, I'll be issuing you two refunds of $64.87 and $69.87 plus $6.97 and $7.97. Those four refunds will go back to the court in 5 to 7 business days. Do you have any additional questions today, sir?
No, thank you.
Okay, if you do, you could just give us a call back. But thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. Say bye-bye.